Maybe you had a piggy bank as a child, or perhaps you still do. In a moment, I'll take you to the place where the piggy bank was born. It all began with a boy, a pig, and an important need in the world. It's part of our Best of 2022 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan. Greener plants and a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 19-teens, the Chapman family, living in White Cloud, Kansas, heard a speaker, Mr. Danner, from the American Leprosy Association, speak about helping children who had leprosy in foreign lands. Mrs. Chapman set a goal to donate $250 to the cause, but when she was $25 short, her young son Wilbur decided to take some of his savings and purchase a piglet that he could sell to get the rest of that needed money.
And then after he became a hog, he was sold. Wilbur donated the $25 to finish up his mother's promise of $250.
Linda Maris says Wilbur Chapman wrote a letter to Mr. Danner along with the $25 from the sale of his pig. Mr. Danner was moved by what the boy had done and shared word of it through a Sunday school pamphlet the Leprosy Association sent to churches.
So he put that letter and the story in that magazine and sent it to all the Sunday schools, and then the American Leprosy decided that they would make piggy banks and send them to Sunday school so the children could put money in it to collect to send back to the American Leprosy Association.
And that event is said to be the birth of the piggy bank that we know today. The pig was also immortalized in a classic children's book.
He named the little pig in Charlotte's Web Wilbur for Wilbur Chapman.
Author E.B. White chose Wilbur as the name of the pig, even though that was the name of the boy who raised Pete the pig here in White Cloud. And today, a monument in town recognizes what took place.
This monument was built in 1938 in honor of Wilbur Chapman. This was put up by the American Leprosy Association.
You can come to this town on the banks of the Missouri River to see the monument to a boy who simply raised a hog to help those in need, and in turn helped create the piggy bank and a pig named Wilbur in the book Charlotte's Web. Traveling the countryside in White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.